Hi, my name's Tom Clendon, and thank you for listening to this edition of my podcast series. Today's edition is a part two in respect of the IASB's conceptual framework for financial reporting. Now, in the part one edition, we looked at basically what the purpose of the framework was, which was to help the IASB create coherent and consistent standards. In other words, the framework is not an accounting standard in itself, but is a base and a conceptual theory. And we looked at useful information. The purpose of the framework is to provide useful information. The purpose of accounting standards is to provide useful information. And we explored the two fundamental characteristics of useful information, and I'll come back to those again today: relevant and faithful representation. But actually, there are four enhancing qualities as well, which are not essential, but if they're there, it's desirable: comparability, verifiability, timeliness, and understandable. They cannot make non-useful information useful, but they can enhance the quality of information. So what's today's session all about? Today's podcast is all about assets and liabilities. And assets and liabilities are two of the five elements of financial statements. On your balance sheet, you've got assets, equity, and liabilities. So those are three elements. And in your profit and loss account, you've got income and you've got expenditure. That makes five elements. And every account or every transaction you can identify as affecting, your assets, your liabilities, your equity, your income, and your expenses. But what is an asset? Well, the framework defines an asset as a present economic resource that is controlled by the entity as a result of past events. And that's a really important definition. And there's something missing: legal title. There's no reference in the definition of an asset that it's something that you have to legally own. The definition of an asset is that it's a resource that you control. And this is why, under IFRS 16 leases, when a lessee leases an asset and has a right to use that asset, it controls the asset, it can recognize the asset, even though it's not legally owned by the entity, by the lessee. So an asset is a present economic resource which is controlled by the entity as a result of past events. A present economic resource. Now, that's something where you have the right, the potential to produce economic benefits. There's no suggestion there of probability. And so the theory is that as new standards become developed based on this definition, we may see a slightly wider recognition of assets, definition of assets, because an asset is a present economic resource, and an economic resource is something which is about the potential to produce economic benefits. So what about a liability? Well, a liability, a creditor, is a present obligation of the entity to transfer an economic resource, that phrase again, as a result of past events. So again, there's no reference within that simple definition of a liability about something being a legal obligation. It simply refers to a present obligation. And clarification is given that an obligation is a duty or a responsibility that we have no practical ability to avoid. And some of you will be familiar with ISA 37 provisions and the idea that we can create a constructive obligation. The idea that we can, by our deeds, by our words, by our actions, promise to decommission an asset, always decommission an asset, make a public announcement that we're going to make people redundant and incur those costs. And in those circumstances, we would still recognize a liability, even though we may not be under a legal obligation to go through with it. Those definitions are found within Chapter 4. And Chapter 5 of the framework talks about recognition. Now, recognition simply means debit and credit. Simply means you're including the asset or including the liability in the balance sheet on the statement of financial position. You're actually including it in the accounts. Now, I think you're going to like this, but the recognition criteria under the framework, you recognize an asset or liability if it's useful to do so. And it's useful to do so if it is both relevant and you can faithfully represent it. And this is true of both assets and liabilities. And this idea is different from some of the standards that we've got in play at the moment. You know, ISA 38 intangible assets refers to a recognition criteria of probability. And that's not the case under the framework. But where you've got a conflict between the framework and the standard, you follow the standard. So the framework suggests that recognition criteria for assets and liabilities should be if it's useful, if it's relevant and faithfully represented. And that, in theory, can cause some issues. It may not be relevant if there's only a low probability of a flow, or if it's uncertain. If the existence is uncertain, or there's a low probability that there will be a flow of economic benefits, it may therefore not be relevant to recognize the asset or liability in those circumstances. May not be relevant, therefore not useful. And you may also have a problem with faithful representation if you can't measure the number with any degree of certainty. So, if you have an asset but you don't know how much you've won, or you have an obligation but you don't know how much you're going to have to pay out. Look, assets and liabilities are fundamental terms. This has been a quick recap of what those terms mean under the framework and when we recognize them. They can be useful tools to fall back on when we're faced with unknown situations. That's one of the purposes of the framework, and sometimes that happens to us in the context of SBR. If you want further help in passing SBR, please check out my resources, check out my website, www.tomclendon.co.uk, or contact me directly, because I have a suite of courses, with mock exams on the ACCA practice platform, with WhatsApp support, so on and so forth. Thank you very much for listening. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends, please like, please subscribe.